Hey everyone, this is Chris and you're listening to the Live Fix Podcast, the podcast that explores the concert fan experience. We believe live music is life-altering. Join us as we share stories and connect with concert fans to discover how live music forever rocks our world before, during, and after the show. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode. The information provided on this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The content on this podcast cannot be substituted for therapeutic treatment, professional consultation, supervision, or clinical intervention. Always seek the advice of a medical or mental health provider regarding any questions or concerns you have about your medical and/or mental health needs. If you need immediate help, contact your provider or call 911.
Hello, live music fans. Have you ever wondered if you could be more present at a live concert? Have you ever wondered if meditation could improve your life? On this episode, we're going to explore meditation and what it means to be present at a show. We're going to share how to use walking meditation, mindfulness, visualization, and color breathing to get more out of your concert experiences. We enjoyed putting this collection of meditation tips and visualization tools together for you, and we hope you can use these at your next live music experience.
Hey, Colleen, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm with you.
Well, that's very nice of you. You know, I'm excited about this show because this is a topic that I've been wanting to get into for a while. This is one that I know very well. So on this episode, I know that you're going to be the expert and share with us.
But I'm also a fan. So oh, we can't take that out of the equation.
No, I know. But you are the expert. You have far more experience in guiding people, fans, clients through this process. So meditation. And not just any kind of meditation, meditating at a live concert.
It's possible.
It is, you know, and I think it's something that, you know, it's a little bit different, right? Because I was thinking about doing this show and, you know, about us kind of putting this together, putting this out there. And one of the things I thought about was sometimes the perception of a live music experience is that you're escaping, right? You're there to, you know, get out of your mind or, you know, like escape emotions or escape anything you might be feeling. And the interesting thing about meditation is that it is an intentional action. And it is something that you do with intent because you want to have, you know, a deeper experience. So I'm really pumped. I'm excited. I'm really curious to see, you know, what's
available,
what you're going to share with us, because maybe not everybody wants to do live, you know, meditation at a concert. But I think after this show, you know, going through these five ways, I think we might change, or you might change some minds.
And well, I hope that people start thinking about ways that they can experience a show differently.
Yeah. Because really, when you think about a live music experience and you think about meditation, and what we're going to do on this show is really present a new way to experience a live concert. And I think in a very profound way that I think when you look at, you know, the three phases of a live music experience before, during, and after, I think meditation can really, really, really add a lot of value and a lot of meaning, you know, to that experience, more than what maybe people will think, you know, that just going to a show and just letting it kind of happen, where if you inject the concepts of meditation and the five ways that you're going to walk us through, I think there's some really, really, really good stuff. And I think by the end of this show, they're going to be able to get more out of the live music experience.
Absolutely. We're going to look at five different ways that you can meditate at a live show. And you can meditate before, you know, you talk about before, during, and after. I mean, you definitely can meditate before or after.
But I think there's a lot of tools out there that you can find on social media, or maybe you've worked with your own mental health expert or doctor. You know, you can use those things before and after, but we're really specifically talking about when you're at a live show and how you can and make that experience better, maybe make that experience help you combat life differently. Because we all have life stressors, and sometimes we book a show and we're all excited to go to a concert, and then something happens from the time we plan that show and buy the tickets and when the concert happens. There could be extra stress in our lives. There can be, you know, all kinds of things that happen in between. And so we don't know when we show up to a show, we don't know where we're at. Sometimes we're at really low, dark places. And sometimes when we show up at a show, we're in great place. We're happy places. We're elated. We're excited. We're with our best friends. You can't always predict how you're going to feel. And I always feel like when you go to a live show, it's a time to really think, right? Because, you know, like when you go to bed at night, right? You're sitting there. It's like all those emotions and thoughts throughout the day are in your head. And in a live show, you go there, you give the guy the ticket or whatever, you walk in, he scans your phone, you walk in, and you're sitting there waiting for the band, and boom, sometimes life's questions, sometimes life stressors, sometimes all kinds of things might flood, you know, into our thoughts. Also, if we hear a song when we're sitting there, we might, wow, it reminds us of our, you know, unfortunately, our grandma who passed. Or reminds me of, you know, my good friend and I used to listen to this song together, and now we don't talk anymore. Okay, some of those other things might come up, mm-hmm. and those are just day-to-day stressors. You know, there could be some amazing things that happen at shows. You could go to a show and you hear a song and you're there with your best friend, and it just feels so amazing because you remember how much that friend, that song meant to you and that friend. So the meditation isn't always for when we're having some bad times. It's times where we use it to experience life better and to help with some other stuff. There's a whole list that we're going to go through benefits to meditation.
You know, if you're listening to this too, and you might be thinking, you know, well, I go to shows to escape. I go to shows to get out of my mind, to kind of forget everything that's in my mind. We hear you. We understand that. Actually, I'm probably going to challenge you on some of these things, because I think that not everybody wants to meditate at a show. There's different things, but I think there's bits and pieces of that are, you know, can be challenged. I think there's, you know, value you can get out of doing little bits and pieces of meditation, kind of working it in, using it at the right spot that works for you. Because I know as I meditate, I use meditation outside of the live music experience to clear my mind, to get clarity, to calm down, you know, to be present, you know, and things like that. And having used meditation at a show before, and some of these other things, you know, we'll do other shows about these other practices that you talk about, you know, journaling, and that kind of go together with meditation. I know meditation has definitely played a big role outside of the live music experience for me, and then watching you, hearing you kind of prepare for this show, it got me thinking, you know, maybe somebody who doesn't usually meditate now can use meditation as part of, you know, the concert experience. So,
and I think people do it. I think people do meditate during live shows. They maybe don't know what they're, I don't know, that maybe aren't calling it the same thing.
Right.
You know, we've heard a lot of our fans and guests that we've had on the show in the past. We'll talk about how these, you know, they're having these emotions and they're sitting in this music and they have blackout experiences, or they don't remember songs or things like that. And I believe that is a form of meditation. They're just not calling it that. So us experts, you know, in the field, we often call things, you know, we have names for everything, meditation being one of them. And there's all kinds of forms of meditation, But when it comes down to it, I think that a lot of people are practicing that already.
Yeah. So let's get into it, huh?
Okay.
So let's define some things first, right? Let's look at some official titles, or not titles, the definitions of meditation. So according to Webster's Dictionary, we'll start with Webster, meditate, to dwell on anything in thought, to contemplate, to study, to turn or revolve any subject in the mind, appropriately but not exclusively, used of pious contemplation or consideration of great truths. So pretty interesting. And then there's another definition here that I thought was equally interesting, is that to engage in a mental exercise, such as concentration on one's breathing or repetition of a mantra, or the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. We've had many guests on the show talk about the live music experience being a spiritual experience. We've heard the tribal, we've heard everybody kind of coming together. So it's a perfect
power thing. Greater than them.
Yeah. Yeah. The collective, yeah,
something that's bigger collective than them.
Tribal thing going on. Right. So I've often thought that the, you know, live music experience is definitely a spiritual experience. Maybe not every concert, but definitely.
Maybe not everyone.
Yeah. Maybe not everyone. Right. So those are some definitions. And now the benefits, right? So, you may be wondering, if you've, done meditation before, but, some benefits of meditation include gaining a new perspective. And this is according to Mayo Clinic. So we've got some, authoritative stuff here. Gaining a new perspective on a stressful situation. Building skills to manage your stress, increasing self-awareness, focusing on the present, which I think is interesting about the live music experience. Really some interesting things there that once, you're focusing on the, and you're going to get into this, is really, really cool, but focusing on what's actually happening on stage in front of you, even, the holding of the beer or the glass or the drink, or the ticket, just interesting stuff. So being in the present. Reducing negative emotions, a benefit. Increasing imagination and creativity. Very, very fascinating. Definitely ties it to live music experience. Increasing patience and tolerance. Lowering resting heart rate. Lowering resting blood pressure. And improving sleep quality. So
that's a long list.
Yeah.
And there's probably more that aren't on that list.
Yeah.
I would say it also increases relationships, interacting with others, making sure those relationships are solid in our lives. If we kind of can step back and meditate, we tend to handle situations with other people better when we're having conflict, because we've been able to calm that mind down when we need to.
Yeah. So we've defined it, and then some benefits. So hopefully if you're listening to this, we've got you kind of understanding what's in it for you, on this very interesting episode of meditation. Now, the five things that we're going to talk about, mind if I share?
Absolutely. You can share.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So the first one is mindfulness. Second type of meditation we're going to talk about is visualization. Third is walking meditation. Fourth is breathing meditation. And then the fifth one is movement and dance. So Colleen, what do we think about that first one?
Well, first I want everyone to have an open mind and really take in the information. I also want to say, when you're doing these things, please put down the cell phone.
It may
be very distracting. Put it in your pocket.
And at the concert. Just
put it in your pocket. Don't include the cell phone in this. I know it's hard not to, because we all want to take pictures and we're all excited to be there. But these things should be done without that electronic device. So you can really take in these exercises. So the first type of meditation that I would suggest you try at a live show would be mindfulness. Now, I'm sure everybody's heard of mindfulness by now. It's pop psych. it's everywhere. You see it online. You've seen books. They have books. They have mindfulness for parenting. They have mindfulness for a stressful day, mindfulness for busy people, mindfulness for athletes. So it's all around. But the concept of mindfulness is really the practice of being aware of all the elements of the present moment. So in many ways, letting go of control during a show and really looking, really taking in everything at the show. So sitting there and looking at maybe the instruments, watching the artist play the guitar. You could also close your eyes and just listen to the music. Be very present in the music or in the noises that you hear. A great example of mindfulness in nature is to stare at a flower and really analyze that flower. Look at the flower, look at the petals, what color is the flower? Really be present in looking at that flower. So an example in a live show would be looking at the guitar. And if you're not close enough, it might be another fan. It might be something within the venue. I've been at venues where the light structures are amazing. They're antique chandeliers. You know, look at that and really focus on that. Or really look at, you know, the drummer and how the drummer is, you know, hitting the drums and the beat of the drum. You know, also when you're at electronic music concert, you can listen to the beats and really, you know, focus on each beat and how does that beat sound and how does that feel, and being present to the smells, all the senses, the smells. If you're, you know, at that time, you're probably not eating anything, but during the show, if you're eating something, you can kind of focus on that. Touch, you know, if you're there with somebody. Some people like kind of touching the floor, you know, there's lots of things at the venue that you can touch, right? The floor, some people will sit at a bar and then they can touch the bar, you know, area. They can touch their cold drink. I mean, there's different things that people can use to get in touch with all their senses, but really being present is the key piece of mindfulness, being there, being present.
And I think that's important, you know, because of the connection to mindfulness and being present to memory and, you know, the remembering of that show. And I know as a fan, I think I've done mindfulness without knowing it sometimes, or just kind of floats into the experience. And I've been fortunate, you know, by doing, maybe we call it, you know, drive-by mindfulness, where I've associated certain shows with, you know, what the lights look like. And maybe I was doing it unintentionally. But if I was to go back in those shows that were memorable to me and make them even more memorable by focusing on, you know, the fingers of the artist on the piano and what they were doing, how they were going left to right, you know, and the drums, how the stick was hitting the snare, the stick was hitting the hi-hat, you know, the bass, how the bassist was plucking, you know, the bass and the color of the bass, you know, all those different things. I have done that, but sometimes it was by accident. And I wish, you know, sometimes I could go back to some of my favorite shows and not be so overwhelmed by everything and actually be able to control the experience through mindfulness. So that's why I think it's a really powerful tool to really get the most out of the experience. Because you think about it, you know, you're spending a lot of money, spending a lot of time going to the show. Why wouldn't you do something like this? Mindfulness, engage in that so that you can really truly store that experience in a deep way. Because I know, you know, when I'm present in other areas of my life and I take a chance, you know, I take the opportunity to slow down and be present, that those moments are much more valuable than if I'm just letting life kind of wash over me, and then I'm a passenger instead of a driver of the situation. I think mindfulness, you almost gain control of the situation. And I think as a concert fan, you're able to, you know, get the most you can out of the show through that, you know. So it's a really valuable practice, and it's, you know, it might be hard, you know, to do that, but highly encouraged. What do you think?
And I think whole show and like have a stressor on your mind, which I've done. I've gone into the show and I've been stressed about a situation in my life. And if I would have used the mindfulness technique of just being present, I would have really listened to the band and really taken in the show better. Mm-hmm. But because I couldn't shake that from my mind, that thought that was going on. And we'll talk about some ways that we can kind of get rid of some of those thoughts too at shows. But I don't think I really experienced it. And I'm thinking back one time when I had the most amazing mindfulness experience at a live show. And when it happened was when we were at a festival and we were doing an overnight festival. It was a, you know, live show. And I think it was Modown Festival, if you remember that one.
Yeah. How could I forget?
Late at night, I was in the tent because the next morning I wanted to get up for one of the early bands. So I'm like, this is like a Friday night. I got to make sure that I'm good for the rest of the weekend. So
and the crepes are really good at that show.
Yes. I remember that. I went to sleep really, you know, kind of early for a festival. So there was still a band playing. And, but I remember just laying there and listening. And just being, and I was pretty far from like anything. I was out where we were camping, but you could still hear the music. I wasn't near the stage. And I remember just sitting there for at least 20 minutes of just like, I don't think I was really doing much thinking. It was just taking in the music and allowing myself to experience all those notes and that music while I was sitting in my tent. So I think that's one way that, you know, people can do mindfulness. Also, I think when you're talking about outdoor venues or outdoor festivals, which happen really in the summertime, some people take their shoes off and really feel that grass underneath them and feel like that's a really a powerful experience for them because they're kind of taking it all in. And some people believe that outdoor concert venues, the grass is sacred, and sometimes indoor too, but they feel like there's a sacredness to the land, right? There's a lot of thought in that, is that these shows have been going on forever. These festivals have been going on forever in the same places. And like where Woodstock, for instance, happened. I mean, the people believe that is sacred ground. Yeah. And so the idea of sensing and feeling the grass beneath us, I don't know too many people that do it indoors, take their shoes off, but the idea of really feeling that ground is a part of mindfulness and being there and feeling and touching something when you're at a show, when you're listening to the music.
So what do you recommend, you know, for the time to do mindfulness at a show? Is there a recommended amount of time you should do that? And when's the best time?
I don't think that there's a time frame one thing I would do is maybe early on do it, because then you feel
at the show,
the beginning of the show, because then I feel like it sets you in place. It sets you in the mood to kind of receive the music. Right. So it may help you kind of settle in your space, you know, figure you have to drive. Some people drive quite a distance to get to a show. You might've just came from your job or your boss is yelling at you. You may have just came from your house where your kids are screaming at you. You may have a roommate that you're fighting with or a spouse you're fighting with. Something could have happened prior to the show. And so I think, you know, getting to the show, you know, getting your seat or you're standing or whatever, just start that process right there. You can pick an instrument maybe that's on the stage. You can pick a spot in the venue, a person in the venue that you're just going to kind of like use to sort of focus and be present and notice. So one of the things you can do to kind of an exercise to get to that mindfulness place is look at something and come up with five new things that you notice about it. So if it's an instrument, look at a guitar. It's probably not the first time you've seen a guitar, but look at it. Maybe you notice there's a sticker on it, mm-hmm. or you notice there's a string missing. And so focus on that. Don't focus on anything else in your mind. Just focus on noticing the new things that are going on with that guitar or with a person. You know, you've maybe never seen this person again. Acknowledge what you see that's a little different about them. You know, or by that time, maybe the opening band. Use the opening band as a time to do your mindfulness.
Yeah, set the intention.
But doing it at the end is probably not, that may help you with all these benefits, but experiencing the live show better is not going to help if you do it at the end, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to do it at the beginning. I know I've been at events that are not concerts where the event organizers have actually taken time, 5 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever it is, to do, you know, some breathing. And everybody together at the event did a mindfulness thing. You know, they checked in with their breath. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there was some kind of, you know, guided aspect to that. And it set the intention for the whole event. It was done right at the beginning of the event. And I felt I was more, you know, more present. And, you know, I got to connect with my fellow attendees, you know, at the conference, and that was it was big. It was appreciated. And I'm remembering too, previous guest that we had on the show, Jacques Martiquet, the party scientist. I know he's a big proponent, and we actually talked about this in the episode through his perspective of you know, mindfulness at, mm-hmm. at the concert, at the event. He had some really great stuff. So, you know, you guys can check out that show to do that. But I think mindfulness at the beginning, like I said, focus on the guitar, focus on something there for maybe could be 2 minutes, right?
Right. Oh yeah. There's not really a time frame for 30 seconds. I think the more you do it, the more you benefit from it, but it could be a minute. You know, it could be just for a quick, just kind of refocus yourself, getting ready for the band to come on.
Is there like a minimum amount of time?
No, I don't think there's any science behind a minimum amount of time. Any mindfulness meditation is beneficial.
Oh, there's no and time some people, frame to
No, because there's children that do it. So, and sometimes children can't like focus more than 30 seconds.
Right.
I mean, there's not
it's 30 seconds, right? I mean,
it might be a second, 2 seconds. I mean, it just, it's thinking differently about where you're at presently, just thinking differently, you know, and not a lot of times we're distracted by things. You know, you're walking down the street and, oh, I see the bird. I see this. It's really being present in where you're at and being intentional and noticing things about where you're at and what you're doing and not mindlessly thinking, mindfully thinking.
And I think as, you know, we're talking from the fan perspective thus far, but as a band, the band can set the intention for that show, and the band can actually lead the audience in a mindfulness exercise. And I've been at concerts where they've done that. And I think that's super interesting, super valuable. And it's very, you know, thoughtful and actually really smart for the band to do something like that, that again, not only benefits them, but it's benefiting the whole audience. It's actually linking together that them more and making that experience even more memorable, intimate, and you know, meaningful when it's everybody just shared collectively in that event that was led by the band. You know, the band starts to show out with some kind of mindfulness activity. It's good stuff.
And a lot of times I think, you know, people, if it's an electronic, maybe music festival or band, a DJ, they sometimes will have visual representation on stage. So they'll have a screen and they'll have pictures and that you can also use mindfulness in those. You can look at those and really look at them and see the colors that are coming up. You know, lights can be another thing that you can focus on, as well as lyrics. Some people really just sit and focus on lyrics that they hear, and they know the lyrics, they think about the lyrics, they repeat the lyrics. That's another way to be present in that moment when they're listening to the band. So, but I would say throughout the show, you can do it, but I would say the most beneficial time that I see going to lots of shows is that really in the beginning, get yourself set up to be open. Cause a live concert experience could be life-changing. And if we don't open our minds and our body and our emotions and we don't open that to the ability to experience something new, we won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on, man. That's being present through the act of mindfulness can really, really change the game on a show for sure. All right.
So are you ready for more?
That's number one.
Yeah. That's
check
one.
Awesome stuff. Number two.
Number two we mentioned was visualization. Mm. Okay. And visualization meditation is used a lot where oftentimes therapists will say, I'm going to give you a visualization to meditate on. So I'm going to give you an idea. And I want you, when you're feeling this way, I want you to do that. And there's many different visualizations that you can give to someone to help them get through stress that they're having, anxiety that they're having. Some people struggle with negative thinking, with suicidal thoughts, all those things that, can really negatively impact someone. And so we teach ways that you can take those thoughts or take those struggles internally and release them. So one of the visualizations that I believe would work really good at a live show is if you visualize that there's a vent. If you're indoors, visualize you have a huge vent on the ceiling. And most buildings have vents. So we're just going to imagine the vent's wide open and it goes right out into the
sky. So something physically has to be there, or you're just imagining a vent?
Imagine. We're going to assume there's vents in most venues, they have to have ventilation. We're going to assume there's a vent, and we're going to assume that something's going to go out that vent if we're inside.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the first part of the visualization. And if we're outside, we're just going to visualize it's going right up to space. It's going to go in the sky and then out there in space, which we know is above us, right? So what I want you to do in part of the visualization is that when the band member plays on their guitar, I want you to give that note that's being played. Are you still following me?
Oh, I'm with okay. you. Yeah.
So I want you to take that right thought that you're having. So it could be an anxious thought. It could be a worried thought. It could be a stressful thought.
Are my eyes closed or open right now?
Either way, whatever your preference is.
So I have my eyes open and I'm seeing something that's not there.
You're going to envision that. Well, it's happening. Your ears are hearing the notes, but you're going to envision that there's actual notes being played, right? Like a piano or a guitar. They're giving off notes, which have a visual representation of a note, mm-hmm. an actual note. I think everybody's probably seeing what a note looks like.
Yeah.
And you want to envision that anxious thought. So let's say you have a thought in your head. You're at a live show and you have a thought that everybody here hates me. Could be typical for some people. They go to a show and they think, man, people here probably just don't like me. Let's just say you're thinking that. Okay. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take that, visualize that thought.
You came to the show and you had a bad argument with somebody.
With a parent.
Right.
Okay. Parent. And so you're having these thoughts about that.
You got in a fight with somebody or something like that, and you're struggling with something, or something happened in your life, and there's something negative happening.
Eating at you,
inside
right.
you.
So what I want you,
some kind of negative emotion.
Right. And so what I want you to do is I want you to think of that negative thought. So if your thought is nobody here likes me, I want you to imagine it as being placed on that note. It's being given out by the guitar.
I'm so mad at my girlfriend or boyfriend.
I want you to give that to the note and allow the note to then leave through the vent. So it leaves. So you get you're releasing it. You're watching it go. You're releasing it. Okay. And if you have that thought again, you throw it on the note again. And you continue to do that. And any of the other thoughts that may be blocking you from having an amazing live music experience. Because why go to a show? Sometimes you can't predict, but why go to a show with all this gunk and baggage when you know you really want to experience a good time when it's going to hold you back from that?
Yeah, because I've been to shows where, you know, dealing with some heavy stuff.
Sure.
Sadness, grief, mourning, right? Somebody died, you know, or somebody is struggling and, you know, I went and saw them and then going to a show. You know, you bring that with you, right? You bring that before experience in there, you're there. And now you have this feeling of grief or sadness that you're there. And as the band starts to play, playing the guitar, and I'm seeing the notes go up,
carried up,
and I'm putting that sadness, that grief on the notes and just watching it,
letting them go, float. Visualizing that it is gone, and you're saying bye to it.
Float away,
you know.
Saying bye to it.
I think it is important for your mind to say, "I'm giving that up," and that I want to move past it, and bye, and I'm here to enjoy this. I want to be present. Again, you're kind of throwing some of the mindfulness, and after you visualize it, right? You're saying, "I want to be here."
Mm-hmm,
so, for instance, another example could be. You know, having someone you love, you know, being stressed because there's lots of things in our life we can't control, right? And one of the things could be someone in our life that's sick or a loss that we've experienced, you know, someone passing away. And we could go to the live show and we feel like we're out of control. So one of the things you can do is you can give up that control and say, I really want to experience this live show. I'm going to give up control so I can experience this. I can't control what is going on with my aunt who's in the hospital right now, who has cancer, or my dad who has addiction. I'm going to put that on that note and I'm going to let it fly away because I'm not going to carry that burden. I'm going to I'm going to make my bag lighter. Right. What I'm carrying around, I'm going to make lighter here at this show. So that when I leave this show, you know, I can let go of some of this stuff. So I feel lighter when I leave and I feel empowered. And I also feel like I'm in a better place and this show can allow that. Not only will the band do that for you, probably, because you're going to hear some amazing stuff that you identify with, right? Mm-hmm. But you also can, while you're listening to those favorite songs, you can give something up.
Right.
That's holding you back in life. Something that is like just eating away at you or something that is, it's a weight on top of you. You can give it up because there are things that you can't control. And why not do that at a live show?
Yeah, it's almost like you could, because I love the drums. I always focus on the drums first, drum beat. Use the drum beat as a, you know, the kick drum or the snare. You know, that's, you could focus on the snare time, the snare hits, you know, there's something, you're releasing something. You know, there's almost concentric circles reverberating up. Mm-hmm. You know, you're following that beat as a line going up, you know, and out. And every time that drum beat hits, you're releasing, right?
And if you have anger, I mean, who doesn't have anger at some point in their life?
Yeah.
So if you have anger and you're struggling with being angry about something,
to the drums,
just attach it to that musical note.
Yeah.
And let it go. You know, let it go through the vent, and it's going to go out, and it will be gone. Let it take it away. And there's all kinds of visualizations that you know therapists use. Water is one. You know, there's, you know, a train driving by where you can throw things in the train. There's all kinds of different ways that people do. And you can read up on that, you know, for further help, but this is specifically one designed for a live show.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everyone to try it. Even if you think it's hokey pokey, and you feel like it's not going to work, I just encourage everyone to try it one time at the next show they go to.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. It does, it does sound kind of hokey, but when you really pause, take a look at it, it's a pretty powerful thing. It is contradictory to a lot of our live music experiences. You don't think that something like this could or should be done, you know, in the cliche concert experience, you know, of escapism. This kind of runs in direct opposition to that way of thinking. But, you know, heck, man, if you really want to get more out of it and walk out of that concert, you know, a more connected, you know, just, you know, it's almost like kind of have like a sense of freedom, you know, about that. You know, you've released something and you had an amazing experience.
And no one needs to know you're doing it.
Nothing hokey about that. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're not even telling other people you're doing it. It's just something that you're doing, a visualization that you're doing.
Yeah, personal.
And it's a one-on-one thing that you're doing to try to relieve some of that. And I will say that almost everybody we've talked to, music has helped their mental health in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. There hasn't been one guest that we've talked to, fellow concert fan, that hasn't brought up the fact that, you know, when they're at a show, there's something, you know, inside of them thinking in their mind or their heart that, you know, they're excited about, dealing with, scared of, you know, confused. You know, we bring all of those things into the show. And what better way than to, you know, actively engage them and maybe get some insight, you know, some enlightenment, or, you know, revelation, I guess, release, you know, burden, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe all those won't happen, but, you know, it certainly can't hurt being able to experience those things. But that's good stuff.
And based on statistics, I mean, anxiety since COVID, anxiety and depression has skyrocketed, and addiction. And so we need things to combat that. And I do believe music can be one of those. I on top of that, strongly believe that live music can combat some of that, because there's a community forming when you're at a live show.
Yeah.
And the isolation has really caused our communities to suffer. Individually, our families are suffering. As an individual, people are suffering. Couples are suffering. So to bring people together after the isolation that we've experienced, I think is going to bring lots of healing. Lots of healing. And I think music can be a part of that for people.
And I think it's important too. I mean, yes, it could be personal. But I think there's some really good power in sharing that with people around you. That's why I think it's important that bands take that, you know, take that sense of ownership and responsibility, however they want to do it, but lead fans down this path that is going to leave them in a better place at the end of the show. Because I go back to those experiences that I had when that event organizer led us all together in this shared mindfulness experience. What if we had a shared visualization experience that was going on? Because we're already sharing the experience, you know, through the music. The band might have something visual behind them. We're all experiencing it already. Why not just go deeper? You know, why not have that connected to our emotions, so we could all have that? I think that's just a it's really encouraging a deeper sense of community among concert fans, and that really enhances it. It's good for the bands, good for the fans, good for the venue. You know, I mean, these are kind of things we'd like to see more of, I think, in a live music experience. Some bands are doing some really great things and taking initiative and do that. Maybe on a future show, we can kind of highlight some of the bands that we think are doing some of these things intentionally and putting, you know, the minds and the hearts of fans in the top of mind.
Well, I think you also can look at festivals that are, you know, weekend long festivals, where I think some of these are really incorporated and can be incorporated as a side or an adjunct to, you know, what the festivals are already providing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you talk to anyone that's ever worked as a paramedic or has worked as a security guard or has worked at a venue, they will tell you there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes, you know, lots of dehydration, lots of people overusing way too much drugs at the festivals. There's anger, there's people fighting, there's all kinds of stuff that is happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And people emotional, like their emotions, they don't even know how to manage. And they don't have, from my understanding, there's some crisis teams there, but I don't know that there's any therapists on hand at shows that volunteer just like the EMTs, you know, do. Maybe there are, I could be wrong. And if someone does that, I would love to have them on the show.
I'd love to hear it. Cause I don't think they are. I think they're just addressing the medical.
Right.
There's no mental health,
which is what's probably initially needed, but you never know. You don't know what people are going through when they go to these things. And you wouldn't think that. You think it's just a fun, let's go see some bands, but that's not what we're hearing from others that go to shows and are a big part of behind the scenes shows.
Yeah. Cool.
In the next one,
shall we move on?
The next one, I think, would possibly include a group of people.
Yeah. So number three.
Number three is walking meditation.
Walking.
And walking meditation is simply what it states, is you're walking around and really taking in the, it's a little bit of overlap with mindfulness.
Is that like during the show? Or like before
the show, before the show,
you know, if you got your seat at the show, or if you're like a, you know,
I think if you've waited in line to get like the front row and you've waited for hours and hours and hours and you really don't want to leave that spot, this is probably not the one that I would do.
So what is walking meditation?
Walking meditation would be, let's say you're sitting in your seat and you're enjoying the show. And you decide, you know, I really want to experience this in a different way. And I want to be intentional about it. Getting up, walking, you know, past the row that you're at and go walk up and around the venue. Go walk in the back, walk in the side. If it's a festival outside, walk around.
So it's
through a forest. Sometimes they have forests or they have little areas where you can walk and sit. Go somewhere else. But do a walk. It's really movement. It's not sitting down. It's not getting up.
Mindfulness with motion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. But you're walking around. You're focusing on the walk. You're focusing on moving your feet one next to the other. You know, you might be listening to the band, but you're really focusing on that movement. And you find that people do that when they're hiking.
Yep.
Oftentimes.
Nature.
And when they're in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it that way, but you're going to be walking through crowds or you're going to be, again, this is going to be one that you could do it in a small venue. Now, another place you could walk to is upstairs. Yeah. Some venues have stairs.
And festivals too.
Or like a balcony.
Great place to do this, right?
Right. Festivals would be a really good place. That's like to the do best this, place probably. Because you could potentially walk from one band to another, you know, another, I know when we did Lollapalooza, I did a lot of walking meditation without realizing it. You know, I was just taking in the different.
Is it really meditation then? If you're not knowing you're doing it?
Well, now I would call it walking meditation, but then I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't realize what I was doing.
It's like none of this stuff happens by accident, right? Like you have to.
Right. This is all intentional.
Intentional, right?
And your mindset is to use these techniques.
Like you're actively choosing to do this. It doesn't just happen to you. Right.
Right.
Because I think of. Because I like my, when I've done walking meditation, it's different because normal meditation, you know, it's when I've done regular standard meditation, I guess what we're used to, you know, close your eyes, you're sitting down, you have your eyes closed, you kind of go from the outward in down to your breath, you know, the sounds breathe, you know, all the kind of stuff. Walking meditation, you have your eyes open, you're walking, hence the name, you're moving forward and you're noticing things, right?
Right.
You're noticing, oh, there's a tree with a bird and a nest and an egg over there, right? Or, oh, there's a pebble on the ground underneath the car. You know, you're kind of walking, you know, you're.
This is a great exercise for couples. Because couples could walk together.
I mean, the festival too, right? It's amazing because you could be walking down, you know, if I was to put myself back in Lollapalooza, going from north to south stage and just be aware of, oh, there's cage elephant, you know, oh, there's someone holding, you know, a water bottle, you know, or there's somebody underneath the tree on a blanket with, you know, looks like they look like a couple, they're eating a hot dog, you know, or some nacho, oop, the cheese, you know, like you're really paying attention to what you're doing as you're going.
And the key to this one is moving.
A to B, right?
Key to this one is like staying, you're moving, you're staying in your walking pace. You know, obviously I wouldn't consider jogging or running it at this point. It would just be a walk.
Yeah.
That's why it's called walking meditation.
And it's extremely, because those festivals, they can be really tiring. And I know when I get done meditating, I have a renewed sense of energy. You know, it's almost like you're recalibrating, you're kind of rebooting, you know, like a computer, you're pushing a reset button on your mind and on your body. You're able to control your heart rate, lower that down a little bit. Hopefully, we haven't really talked about this, but we're obviously, you know, considering that this is, you know, you might have some substances in you, alcohol, maybe some drugs, depending on, you know, how you want to enjoy your experience and what a concert experience means for you. I think we're talking about this without any influence of any substances, right?
Right. I mean, you could choose to do those, it may limit your experience because it's going to limit your biochemical makeup, but that's your choice. And either way is cool. I mean, either way you choose to do it, you know,
I'm just saying that so far what we've been talking about, like we're talking in the context of not having any substances
right
in you.
Right.
You may have a Coke, you know, pop or drink or whatever, water, obviously.
Or you may, water. I mean, obviously it may limit some of the things you're able to do when you're under the influence, but you know, either way you can try these things.
Yeah. So visualization. Mm-hmm. So you're walking festival. What else about
visualization? I think with the walking, we're on the walking.
I'm sorry. The walking
meditation. Yes, I think with walking, meditation too, people who tend to go to earlier to shows before bands even start, they will walk around a festival and they'll kind of see what, like I remember for Lollapalooza, we'd get there earlier. We did press for Lollapalooza, but some of the fans, I remember watching them come in early and they'd kind of scope out their spots.
Yeah.
But they would walk in intention of really looking at all the stages and looking at, you know, where they want to experience that show. And how they want to experience, but they just walked the whole festival grounds and kind of got a good idea of what was going on. So that's walking meditation. And they showed up early to do that, a lot of people. And then a lot of times they did it with a group that they were with.
Yeah.
I think that one is pretty self-explanatory, the walking meditation.
Yeah, I think the common thread through all of these is that there's a sense of being present, right? That you're actively, you're intentionally doing these things. Mindfulness, you're stationary for the most part, but you're aware. Visualization, there's movement of something that you're imagining something going up and you're placing an emotion on that visualization so that you're intentionally releasing something. Walking, you're moving while you're being mindful instead of just mindlessly walking around and kind of just, you know, you could be having fun, right? That could be fun, but you could get so much more out of the experience and remember, right? Because we've talked with fans before and it's really fascinating to say like, oh yeah, you know, I don't remember the concert. I don't remember certain aspects of it. I blacked out.
I was somewhere else.
I was somewhere else. And I think that too. I think, you know, the concerts that we talk about the most, that we often refer to a lot, those experiences, I was not mindful. I was just kind of letting the experience happen to me. I had a great experience, sure. But man, maybe I could have had a better experience if I was more present and mindful. You know, I mean, that's something to think about. So walking. And what about number
four is breathing. So there's a lot of research out there on breathing and how we breathe and using our breath to meditate. And I mean, you could put it in YouTube and or Google and you'd get any kind, there's all kinds of videos and things like that. But I do think there are some ways at live shows that we could really focus on our breathing and really improve the way that we experience the show. So one of the things that I always encourage people to do, and I do myself, is called color breathing.
Color breathing. What's that?
What does it sound like when I say color breathing? What ideas do you have about
your, when you exhale, your breath is a certain color?
You're sort of right. You're sort of on in the same track. There's a couple ways you can do this. So when you're at a live show, and this is probably at the time that they're actually playing the music, you can, with breathing, it's important to take a deep breath in, a full breath. So you feel it in your belly. You feel it come through your mouth, down to your belly, and then you exhale. And you're feeling it be released. That's a really good deep breath to do that. And you're taking in that oxygen and you're really, really, your body is really receiving that oxygen and it's really releasing that oxygen. So that's very important for our bodies to do.
Now this can be in conjunction with mindfulness, right?
It's in the same category there because you are really being intentional and you're noticing your breathing. But this is a specific form. So
you're actually engaging your breath.
Right. Right. And what color breathing is you breathe in a color that's very soothing to you. Mm. So this works really well for people that are having a high stress day. Let's say you're in the car and someone cuts you off. Mm. You're at a concert and someone throws their beer at you or yells at you because you're in their way. You're too tall and you're in their way, which happens, unfortunately.
Those tall people, man.
Okay. I'll tell you. And you're really upset, but what are you going to do? You're going to punch someone or you're going to choose to manage the stress and anxiety in a more healthy way? Well, of course, you should manage it more in a healthier way. And one of the ways you can do it is you can breathe in a color that really soothes you. So some it's like a light pink or a light blue, or it might be white, or it might be a brown, or it might just pick a color that really soothes you, or it could be blue like the ocean. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever that works for you. Or your favorite color. You breathe that color in, you know, when they're playing the music, you can envision that music is part of that color. And you're breathing that in. I know it takes a lot of visualization to imagine this, but let's say, they're playing their music and you're going to breathe in that blue for when they're playing that music and you're going to exhale. Let's say your least favorite color is a puke green. Mm-hmm. You're going to exhale that green. So you're imagining you're inhaling that music and that really good feeling and that healing feeling, that, stress reducing feeling, happy feeling. You're going to breathe that in. And then you're going to exhale that green, that kind of mucky puke green. You're going to exhale. And that's going to exhale that stress that you're having. And so sometimes people will do this in their day-to-day life. They're having a panic attack. Oh my gosh, I'm at a show. There's too many people here. I'm freaking out. I'm having racing thoughts, which is very common at live shows. Talked to plenty of people who have had that, and you need to just stop. Your eyes can be open during this time. They don't have to be closed, and you need to just stop and take a deep breath. I would do it 5 times. Mm-hmm. If you can do it 5 times.
So bad color is the exhale.
It was exhale.
Good color, inhale.
Inhale. Yeah.
And it's basically your favorite colors.
Yeah, good well, color that you're breathing in. Like, you feel safe. Color, like, you feel help.
Red yes. should always be inhale. Red is bad or black is bad or whatever. It's what you
what works for
determine
you.
Those colors to be for you.
And now, right? And yes. And now another way to do breathing. So that's color breathing. Another way to do breathing is if you really love the lyrics of the song, and you know the lyrics of the song, you want to breathe in those lyrics if they're positive words. So I'm just going to give you an example of, well, give me an example of a lyric that really means a lot to you, like the beginning of that lyric, and then I will help you come out with the exhale part.
How about Alabama Shakes, Hold On?
Okay, so for example, when they play that part, Hold On, you want to breathe in, hold on, breathe that in, take that music in and those words, mm-hmm. and exhale something like Break Down or Fall Apart. You know, exhale that. And it's very important for your mind to visualize.
So breathe in the whole.
Hold on, and then exhale, you know, whatever word, you know, freak out or screw up or anxiety or whatever is the opposite.
That
you're breathing in that actual word, mm-hmm. and then you're exhaling the opposite.
The negative
part of that
breathe
word.
Breathe in a positive word.
So you breathe in peace and you exhale hate. You breathe in peace and you exhale anxiety or anxious thoughts. Breathe in, I can clarity. Do this, and exhale, I can't do this.
Yeah, breathe in clarity, exhale confusion.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's important for people. Lyrics are very important for people. There's some people that really value lyrics, and lyrics change their life so much they've tattooed it on their body forever. And so I think that we need to make sure, you know, if we really love lyrics, and lyrics are coming from a true place and have meant a lot to our hearts and to our souls and to our minds, then we can use them to change the way that we think. And really looking at breathing as an avenue to change our body, because breathing helps our body calm down. But also in turn, we're using our minds, because we're taking in something that we really need at that moment, and we're exhaling something that we want to get rid of. So again, it's kind of like helping us leave something at the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you go to the show with all, you know, let's say negative emotion, confusion, anxiety,
self-doubt, self-esteem
issues, whatever you got, right? You go to the show. You do this exercise, and you know, you're locking into the beat of the lyric. You know, Alabama Shakes gets on and they're playing that great song, and yeah, you're doing this and you're,
and they say hold on more than, you know, around five times, at least five times, around five times. So that would be I mean, you really need to do this more than one time, you know, to really take the benefits in physically and mentally.
Yeah, so you're going through, you got that during the show, and then you leave the show, and you not only had this great individual experience of just the music itself, which you always get, but now you got this like experience on a whole nother level, both elevated and deeper sense of connection with yourself. And maybe you're there with somebody, you know, a loved one or a friend, right? And maybe you do that with them, and now you've had this great experience, and now you're leaving the show with a greater sense of calm, a greater sense of connectedness, and hopefully the positive side of those, you know, the ins and the out breathing, you know, clarity.
And you don't have to do this the whole show.
You know,
yeah, you could do it for the first song.
Like a song, right?
And then the rest of the show, you just do whatever you want to do, or you could do it the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that may go to a live show alone, and this is their intention, to really make it a meditative experience. I think when people go to a lot of electronic festivals, or they go see DJs and things like that. I think that that can become very meditative.
Absolutely.
Very meditative.
Yeah, that music, I think, is really geared best to for meditation because of the repetitive, you know, the turnover of the beat, that fast, repetitive. I mean, I've often referred to those musical experiences in my concert reviews, you know, as it was meditative. I was able to meditate during the show. Maybe not in the sense of what we're talking about now, but the you know, repetitiveness of that rhythm, of that beat, you know, of that, even, you know, sometimes the, you know, the way the crowd is surging or, you know, moving, that has, you know, it's put me into a meditative state. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, I was definitely meditating, mm-hmm. you know, not only with myself, but like as a community.
Sure.
Like with the entire, it was one big group meditation because we were all in the same group. We're all connected by that, what we were hearing, you know. Cool. Great stuff. So breathing, check. Number five.
Our last, but not least, these were not in any certain order whatsoever, no. Is movement or dance meditation.
Yeah.
Which I feel like some bands really encourage this. There are a few bands out there that have, I don't know if you want to call them groupies, if you want to call them fans.
Well, there's certain types of dance associated with live music.
Right.
Like
right.
a ska band, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you hear a ska band live?
You skank.
You skank, right?
Skanking, which I haven't seen too much.
Anymore. A skanking.
I haven't seen that in a while. But. A
skanking circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you see...
Mosh pits.
Mosh pits.
Is another great example.
Rolling in a circle, right?
Like I would call that movement meditation to some extent.
What's your thoughts on mosh
pits? If people are attacking each other on purpose, that's just fighting and being aggressive. But when I've seen some mosh pits where people are leaning on each other and or they're running in a circle, or there's a kind of a common goal that everyone kind of is doing the same thing in the mosh pit.
So what would be example?
I think that I would consider that more meditative. If people are just outwardly like punching each other and whipping chains around and like there's no end in sight, it's just going to be rowdy and we're just going to blood like hurt each other, then I think you're talking about something very different than a meditative. Maybe not for every, maybe I'm totally wrong, maybe the person is in there doing that feels meditative.
You know, we kind of gave examples of ways and frameworks for each of the first four. So what is example of a framework for like movement
meditation? I would say there's no specific dance that someone would have to do. It's just moving, it's dancing to the beat, feeling the beat. Most of us have that innate.
So this is like it's definitely an outward thing.
Yes, I wouldn't say you could do it sitting technically with your hands, but it's really standing up and being present with the music, your body being present.
Eyes closed, perhaps, most likely.
Not necessarily. I don't think any of these, your eyes have to be closed.
But it's a personal thing.
Yeah, I would say it's a personal. No, I think you can have movement, meditation with others.
Mm-hmm.
Swing dancing, I think, is a perfect example where you can kind of meditate and have a movement. Swing dancing? Where you're connected with each other. And there's some other... a ballroom dancing and stuff that's very meditative that we would consider movement or dance therapy as well. It's not really,
it's the repetition.
It's not really in a box. It's just, it's movement with your body and
the same meditation or movement over and over again though, right?
Not necessarily. No, it's just fully being able to be, just fully moving to the music. And some people don't even dance per se with music. They just move. But for our example, we're going to be doing it in a live music setting. So you're going to have live music. And so whatever that music provides, I would say again, you know, people who go to go to see a DJ or go to a club and hear live music.
So like
that's going to probably be very, glow sticks. On a string, perfect example.
Flipping those glow sticks around.
A movement.
And creating a,
it's a movement.
And they're moving their body and doing that twirlers at Grateful Dead shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or the twirlers. Or, you know, a jam band show. You often see, you know, like they're called twirlers, right? Or
sure.
Dancers, the fans kind of getting, you know, they've created this 5 foot maybe area around them and they're.
And I also would say too, some of the hip hop
in a trance
shows that we've gone to, there's specific dancing that goes on there. Break dancing.
At a
movement. Line. All it is really movement with your body. And some people do it better than others. You know, not
you
that there's
be a present with it though.
You have right? to be present and right. I would be very intentional about it, not just zoning off but dancing. Just be very present and feel your body, feel the music. Mm-hmm. And move your arms to the beat of the music and move your feet to the music and kind of an idea of not holding back, really feeling and allowing there to be a meditative, intentional. You're feeling the music and then you're allowing the music to make you move. Mm-hmm.
You're in a state of flow. You're familiar with the state of flow, right? The action, you know, that you've, it's a sense of effortlessness where your body, your mind is in sync. You know, writers have flow, artists, you know, have flow. It's where everything kind of melts away. And you have this sense of clarity and focus. And, you know, so when you're meditating with movement and dance, your body is likely being driven into that state. Of course, you're intentionally doing that. So you're engaging and you're consciously going into that state, but the music has brought you to that state.
Right.
Without the music, it's really, without that live music happening, it's really hard to do.
And you can do movement, dance right? Therapy.
I think dance is one of the easiest, well, maybe a little bit of visualization, but like movement is probably the most dependent upon the music, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to hear the music and feel the music and your body has to feel the beats and that kind of thing. And I do, like, again, I do think there are people that are more in tune with this. This might be a harder one to do for someone who goes to a show and just wants to sit there and listen to the music and relax.
Yeah.
This may be a harder one, but this may be something that they need to try for their body. You know, the body may really need to be relaxed. And some of the dance meditation could be very beneficial for the muscles and for the breathing and for the body to move around differently than maybe it has in the past.
Yeah, I think of all the shows that I've been to watching somebody that is so entranced, you know, the twirlers, the break dancers, you know, the glow stick swingers, you know, I remember seeing some of them at night in the forest, you know, kind of flinging around and they were just in that, entranced state. I don't know if they're meditating, but it definitely was driven by the music. But
and it can be in a group. It can be a group setting. It's not necessarily like an individual experience. Type thing, but it can happen with a group of friends. It can happen where one person's doing it and other people join in. But it's just another way for you to experience live music differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I just want people to be open to trying something new. Pick one of these things and try it. And it may be, you may have a huge benefit and you might go home after a show and say, wow, like that experience was something different for me, you know, because I tried something different. And if you're totally turned off by this and you're like, I don't want to do any of this, at least tell your friends about it. T- tell your friends so that they can have an opportunity. If you're not ready for it, which is fine. Meditation is kind of a thing that people have to be intentional about, right? And I know it's not for everybody, okay? But it is something that can be very helpful for some. And it could be the one thing that makes their life just a little bit better. And they have a little bit more happiness, or they have a little bit less stress.
Right.
And then in this case, we can allow live music to provide an avenue for us to meditate and get some of these benefits that we talked about in the beginning of the show. Who doesn't want less stress?
Yeah, I mean, I think of, again, the guests and myself and ourselves, all the times that we've said, you know, we've not remembered certain parts of the show. I get that. And part of me is kind of sad about that. You know, maybe we're not designed to remember every single thing, but I think if we can intentionally engage in a moment, you know, maybe we miss something about that show that we were supposed to see, you know, in every future show. Now we're supposed to be more attentive to things. Cause I know outside of the live music experience, when I have not been present, you know, I've missed opportunities, you know, to connect with people or with the broader community. And whenever I've been present, and been able to, you know, look right into somebody's eyes or look around their face and just remember, you know, what color their eyes were, you know, what their face looked like, and just be present, right? All those elements, taking that and applying it to the live music experience and remembering what the band was doing, what they looked like, what my fellow fans around me were doing and feeling, and, you know, being able to actively do that and remember all that stuff, I think is powerful, you know, and it can really make those music experiences that we just spend so much time on, so much money on. Why not pick one of these five: mindfulness, visualization, walking, breathing, movement. Just pick one, you know, and bring it into your next live music experience. And I think that you'll find that it'll be pretty transformational on that for you. Well, thank you, Colleen, for guiding us, no pun intended, through this meditation show.
I hope everyone's learned something.
I know I did. You got me thinking. I was trying to be present through the whole show. Well, I'm always present, but am I really though? I think that's, you know,
that's the question we should all ask ourselves. Are we really present?
Yeah. Could we remember more of our live music experiences if we did these things more at a show? I think yes, but we'll let the fans decide. Right. And we'll dive more into this too. There's other things that, I know, Colleen, you got more tips and tricks up your sleeve, related to what journaling and some other things, right, that we can do as concert fans beforehand. I know I'm excited to get into some of that stuff, but until next time, try one of these things, bring meditation into your...
Contact us if you try one of these things.
Go to the show notes, you know, go to livefixpodcast.com. And check out the show notes, drop us a comment on there. There's also a link to be able to share your story, all that stuff. Let us know, you know, if you've gone and been inspired and you've gone and meditated in one of these five ways, we want to hear about it. We want to get you on the show and invite you to share your story with everybody else. So thanks so much. And we will see you later.
Live Fix Podcast is a production of Live Fix Media and is produced by Chris and Colleen Catania. Hey, we know every concert fan has a live music story to share, and we'd love to share yours in a future episode. So head on over to livefixpodcast.com and click on Share Your Story. We look forward to hearing from you. Like what you heard? Did you get inspired by the stories of your fellow concert fans? then help support Live Fix Podcast by subscribing and sharing a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We appreciate your support, and thanks for listening.